Look at that face. And she's got the most sweet southern accent. Mama pointed to me. Go on, honey. Do that reporter talk you do.
Mama, I know them.
I finally got her eyes on me. Oh, then introduce me. She put her hand out like she was the queen and they were supposed to kiss it.
Mama,
meet the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy. I knew that would make Owen and Sean laugh.
These drinks are on me,
Owen told Darren while Sean pulled up a stool nestling between him and Owen so that Mama could sit.
Honestly,
Mama put her hand up to her chest. Which one is the Tooth Fairy? Because I think you get a raw end of the stick. And what on earth do you do with all of those teeth? Mama entertained these men more than the women rolling around on the dingy stage were doing.
You've got a pretty funny mom,
Darren leaned over and said.
He gave me a slight nod to move away from the three of them as if he wanted to tell me something. I stepped aside and waited for him to give Mama her vodka and soda. He slid mine to me. Darren Strickland. Boy, oh boy, was he a looker. The only problem with him was the bar he ran. It was a case of me, like I'd done with Mama, not getting to know him as a person and just what he did. Run a strip joint. I guessed all towns had them, but ooh, yuck. Over the past couple of months, I'd been here, but only for the bar portion, since it was the only bar in town. Sometimes I did take a little nip of the juice when I would leave work on my walk back to town, using the path leading from the seaside, and then going down Main Street where the Jubilee Inn was located. Back to Darren. He was Rhett Strickland's cousin, and the bar owner. From what I'd heard around town, Darren was single and poor. Today his choice of clothing was a wrinkled button-up shirt with rolled-up sleeves. His hair was a little too long in the back, making it flip up in a curl from underneath his turned-around baseball cap. His dark eyes were deep and hid underneath his thick brows.
Violet, you never even mentioned this place on the phone, Mama called from the other side of the bar.
She picked up her drink and led the cheers between her, Sean, and Owen.
It looks like your mom got the fun gene of the family.
Darren's brown eyes twinkled in amusement. I had no idea she was coming to town. I couldn't help the feeling of the news hitting me again like a sack of potatoes knocking me in the gut. The first thing she told me is that she's divorcing my dad.
Yeah, we're going to need to make this a double.